What up? This your girl Kitty, and I'm here talking with my girl Chanel, and we about to talk our shit. So anyway, I always just randomly get people. They don't really be knowing they finna be on my podcast until, you know, they own this motherfucker. So surprise, Chanel. You can tell. Okay. So anyway, we were talking about these possessive ass guys that have the nerve to not only want to be possessive but also be half ass. Like, right. How the fuck can you be like showing up with excuses and demands at the same time? Like, nobody want to be around you. Like, you half ass and you're not even giving yourself 100%. Why the fuck do we want to fuck with you? And then you crying and stuff, like being extra sensitive. Like, some of y'all guys make me question, like, who raised y'all? Like, it's some lame ass females out there too. So we say who? Chanel, you ain't got.
I'm out, Chanel.
You ain't got extra kind of quiet there. Let me find out you getting nervous. Nervous. You have a lot to say before we press record, though. But
but I'm like, whoa.
Right. It be alarming. I really do be popping it up on people, though. But, like, just basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just be having such good conversations. I had to get at least one with you. So, like, what I would say is that it's very frustrating as a black female to get into the dating game, because you have these guys that want you to be their ride or die. They want you to do all this. They got this long list of things, and it's a certain type of woman because there's so many women to men. So I guess it's like women is competing and all this stuff right here to just have a man sometimes, period. They don't even care what kind of man, just to have one. So it's just like some guys get kind of used to that treatment that some of these females that don't really value themselves give them. And they just, they kind of parade it and expect for somebody like me, myself, you, yourself, to
settle.
Yeah, to settle and then to cater to that without them putting in the work that's necessary. Like, I don't have no problem. My ex, I was doing toes, and his toes was ugly as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I was doing toes. This motherfucker, I didn't smoke then, but he'll smoke and get hungry. Nigga, I'm cooking him homemade hamburgers in the middle of the night, showing up, doing all kind of dumb ass shit.
Right.
And for what? No. Pineapples. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Doing everything. Cooking, washing clothes, setting the bathroom up for when you get off of work, rolling your extra activities up for you.
Okay. That's what I'm doing right now, rolling up a little extra activity. But yeah,
right,
I
have
get
everything
it.
Everything ready for you.
And for what? Like, you know what, as a me, I'm just, when it comes to relationships, my main reason, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm tired of giving and looking forward to a happy ending and not getting one. And I feel like I'm more content and I would be more happy just admitting, and if anything, I'm going to settle just for myself. You know, and to be complacent and to be okay with just myself and to kind of learn to love myself. I've been learning to love myself and give myself a little bit of that love that I gave everybody else that wasn't deserving before in the past. I don't beat myself up. I just say, okay, like, for instance, my last relationship, I know that I've seen parts of me and a dedication and myself I hadn't seen in any other relationships I've been in. So even though I gave it to the wrong person, I learned something about myself, and that's when I feel like I'm being loved correctly, I will be able to reciprocate, and I will be able to give a deserving man whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, and be able to cater to him and take care of him like a woman should. So, I don't know. I just always try to find a way to look at it in a positive light. Even though I have problems, I try to find a way to look at it in a positive light.
That's true. I think my problem was I gave too much too fast.
Yeah.
I think that was my problem.
I can relate.
I invested so much time and energy into it, even when
without even seeing what you was gonna get out of it, though.
Right.
Without even seeing, like, we're not even letting these niggas work.
Right. And when I seen the signs, I didn't. put so much into it, I'm like, okay, but this is fixable. This is fixable.
Right.
You know?
Instead of accepting it for what it was, and you created this imaginary person, and when a motherfucker just keeps showing you who they really is. So it's like at the end of the day, you kind of got to get mad at yourself, because you could get mad at dudes, and you could blame dudes and say, hey, it's dudes' fault. They like this, they like this, they like that. But you the one accepting it. Because that same dude that's like this, like that's like that, he ain't taking it. He ain't treating every female he run across the same way he treating you. You know what I'm saying? Every dude that then treated a girl bad or something like that, he didn't got dogged out before. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be in the process of him dogging somebody else out. You know? So, you treat people how to treat you. So, if you're going through things, that's why they said that. The people that we surround ourselves with, they either eventually become or they are a reflection of who we are.
Right. And I feel like it also stems from, like, your upbringing as well, you know?
Yeah, but you can only say that so far, because by the time you become a teenager, you're doing what the fuck you want to do.
That's true. I feel like that's true to a certain extent, whatever, because I didn't realize that I was doing the things that my parents were doing until I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's like a, you know, like an out-of-body experience. I was like, damn, like, I did the same thing.
I was judging her.
I woke up one day, like, bitch, you doing that same thing. Like, the same thing. You know, and sometimes I feel like that's the, with guys, I feel like some of them probably have that problem, too. They seen how their dad treat their mom, or their mom treated them bad, so now they don't have that much respect for a woman, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, right is right and right don't wrong nobody either. Because just like you got the ones that grew up and they seen, you know what I'm saying, they mama getting hurt on and they vowed to never be like that. I'm not saying they don't pick up on certain traits. They might not be beating on their women, but they might have other relationship problems. Maybe trust issues, and maybe he has a problem with infidelity. Because he has trust issues because of what the type of relationship he had with his mom. Like, the thing with us, I was talking to this guy. I was at the RS building. When I was talking to this, I struck up a really good conversation with this guy. I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about it next time, I guess. But we just was talking about the men and stuff like that. And he really let down, like, a lot of stuff, but one of the main things that I was trying to get across to him is that, like, it's women out here that want to be submissive, right?
True.
But it's like, I don't even know how to put it. It's like, it's women out here that definitely want to be submissive, but we got slim pickings.
Yeah, that's true. And that, I think that comes back to what I was saying, like, we give too much too fast.
Yeah.
You know? And then I think a problem with women, I think that when we see something we like and we're interested in, we invest all our time and all our energy into that one thing.
Right.
And I think that that'd be our downfall.
You gotta keep your options open because these men do.
Right, and I'm not saying be a hoe or nothing like that, but I'm saying like
date around and be.
Yeah, it's like lay in the cut for a little bit, see how he moves, see how he acts, you know what I'm saying? Does he got a 5-year plan? What is his goals in life? Do he like to travel? You know, like really be in depth with somebody, you know?
Ask the right questions.
See where they mind at, you know? Because people can, not even see where they mind at, because I feel people can talk a good game. Like, let me pay attention to how you're moving.
Yeah, and that's one kind of relationship you got with your mom. How about your daddy? Right. Did you grow up in a loving environment?
Right, and if you have kids, what do you do for your kids? Do you spend time with your kids? How, as a matter of fact, how do you feel about the mother of your kids?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things that I feel like we overlook before we open our legs. And that's why we have so many problems. Because it's on men and women. The problems that we having with men, it's not just on them. Because they got to work with us. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We right there on the side of them. So it's just like we having babies by dudes that's not taking care of their kids. It's a process. You know what I'm saying? We don't just open our legs and then, I'm not saying that we don't get fucked over, but I'm saying we don't just open our legs one day and then bam, here you go. You know what I'm saying? 3 kids, 1 kid, 7 kids later, whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how many, you don't just, it's not something that happened overnight. So, like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to create a buffer. And when we slow the generation that we have coming up, we got to slow them down and let them know that it's okay to be kids and stuff and to show them what real love looks like. These kids are not growing up seeing any type of love, you know?
Right.
We wonder why they like they are. They don't even see it on TV.
No, that's crazy, too, that you say that. Like, they really don't show good image on TV, especially good black.
Even the music.
Right.
The music is crazy. Like, why y'all? No. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Hold up for a second. We're going to be right back. We're going to take this little commercial break.